the 27th of January 2023. My name is Sean, and this is Domande e Risposte episode number 1. Let's get to it with today's topic. Why most people fail at trying to point out.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by.
We have no sponsors. This is just a demo of what deep learning can do. Ha ha ha.
This article explores the meaning of failure, the relationship between success and failure, and why one should not fear failing. While it is never fun to fail at something, failure offers a good opportunity to grow and learn from your mistakes. No matter how hard it may be, know that failure simply means you get another shot to try it all again.
Dash. Most people fail at trying to point out their own mistakes because they don't take the time to explore the meaning of success and failure. It's important to explore the relationship between those two concepts in order to understand why it is so hard for most people to admit when they're wrong. It's a reality that, in order to get a different result, trying people must avoid failure and they must take risks to succeed. However, this doesn't mean failure is the endpoint. It can be seen as an opportunity for those who want to reach their goals. Instead of seeing failure as something negative, it could be viewed as an opportunity to learn something new and gain knowledge or skills that will help them succeed in the future. Unfortunately, the reality is that most people fail at trying to point out their dreams and goals because they experience mental pain when they fail. This exacerbates the human tendency to give up on their dreams and goals, particularly if there is even a little chance of failure. Furthermore, the organizational hierarchies in workplaces can exacerbate this problem by making people feel worthless if they fail. It's easy to see why measuring success hinders people's mentality and why most people fail at trying to point out their successes. According to a study conducted by experimental social psychologists, when people perceive failure in their work, they tend to scratch off that one thing off of their list of successes. This not only makes them feel as though they have failed, but it also hinders their mental state and makes them feel even more worthless than before. To combat this issue, the researchers suggest that rather than focusing on what went wrong or what failed, people should look at the positive things they achieved in that particular time frame. Performing failure analysis is one key way to take failures and reframe the situation. It helps us to understand our own failure, identify any root causes, and ultimately come out of it with a greater sense of success. This is a skill that takes grace, patience, and a lifetime of practice to master. With the right attitude, we can learn from every single failure and come out stronger than ever before. Most people fail at trying to point out others' failures and successes because they are too busy worrying about their own failed attempts. By comparing their failure to the success of others, they fail to gain new insights into their own personal failure or success. The worst strategy for someone looking to make things better is focusing on the wrong things and not incorporating more components into their work. However, when we shift our focus from the failures of others to our own personal failures and successes, we can gain incredible insight that will help us in our later attempts. A study of 576 serial entrepreneurs revealed that their past failures were a key factor in their success. The perfect learners tried basically the same number of startups, but those who had experienced their first failure expected to succeed and achieved their goals. On the other hand, those who had not failed at all often assumed that they would succeed, but did not always achieve their goals. Even more intriguing findings came from a new paper which studied terrorist groups. It found that people who had failed in the past were more likely to persist and eventually succeed than those with no experience of failure. This is an extreme example, but it highlights how important our experiences are when trying to point out what will happen next time. Most people fail at trying to point out what will happen next because they are unable to take into account the dataset of prior failures, and the odds of success given those prior failures. The saddest thing about this is that some people go through life in a never-ending cycle of churning failure, living failure streaks that seem impossible to break. In the worst-case scenario, even short-lived successes can fail to reach a certain threshold of success before sliding back into failure. The number one reason why most people fail at trying to point out what will happen next is simply time and chances. They do not have enough time or enough chances to test out their hypothesis. Failure happens, and it is one of the main things that thwart many other people from achieving success. Failure analysis is important in order to understand why failure happens and how to avoid it in the future. Our minds are constantly thinking of ideas, but
Sometimes we don't take the time to analyze them properly before putting them into action. One of the biggest causes of failure when it comes to trying to point out why most people fail is lack of self-confidence. People often downplay their successes, or downplay other people's successes and don't take the time to really figure out what they need to do in order to be successful. Without having a strong sense of self-belief and confidence, it can be difficult for someone to overcome other people's opinions and actually achieve success in their industry. Another factor that can contribute to failure when attempting to point out why most people fail is not having the right relationships with money. Many people believe that if they just start making more money, then their goals will be achieved. Unfortunately, this is not always the case. People resign themselves to a certain amount of money and often don't put in the time and effort to make more. A what-if scenario would be helpful here to consider the answers regardless of timing or circumstances. Why do most people fail at trying to point out? It is often due to a feeling of resulting failure, apathy that spreads throughout life. This can be rectified if the task is redesigned and learning is introduced. Learned participants in one area can lead to success in other areas of life.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Sean and this was episode 1 of Domande e Risposte. See you next time.